Books on Tape presents Spencerville by Nelson DeMille. Read by Scott Brick. Author's note. This is entirely a work of fiction, and while there is a town in Ohio called Spencerville, its location and description are different from the town I describe, and neither the town nor the people in it bears any resemblance to the town or people in this story. The barbarians are to arrive today. Why such inaction in the Senate? Why do the senators sit and pass no laws? Because the barbarians are to arrive today. What further laws can the senators pass? Night is here, but the barbarians have not come. Some people arrived from the frontiers, and they said that there are no longer any barbarians. And now what shall become of us without any barbarians? Those people were a kind of solution. Cavafy, Expecting the Barbarians, 1904. Chapter 1. Keith Landry was going home after 25 years at the front. He turned his Saab 900 off Pennsylvania Avenue onto Constitution and headed west, along the Mall toward Virginia, crossing the Potomac at the Theodore Roosevelt Bridge. He caught a glimpse of the Lincoln Memorial in his rearview mirror, gave a wave, and continued west on Route 66, away from Washington. Western Ohio, 8 p.m., daylight saving time, mid-August, and Keith Landry remarked to himself that the sun was still about 15 degrees.